Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. In his Native American tongue, his name literally means his horse is crazy. But at birth, he was known as Curly because of his light golden hair that curled. During his first vision quest, Curly had a vivid dream of a rider in a storm on horseback. People clutched at the rider but could not hold him. A red-backed hawk flew over the rider's head. When Curly reported the dream to his father and the medicine man was consulted, the latter interpreted it as a sign of his son's future greatness in battle. The young man would become the famous Native American warrior, Crazy Horse. During this time, Americans continually broke treaty agreements. The settlers advanced farther westward, resulting in violence and acts of destruction by both sides. When gold was discovered in the Black Hills of South Dakota, the pressure on the Lakota tribe living there became that much greater. In order to take possession of the region, the United States government decided to round up all remaining Free Plains Indians, primarily the Lakota or Sioux Indian tribe and the Cheyenne. President Grant set a deadline of January 31, 1876 for all Lakota and Northern Cheyenne Indians to report to their designated reservations, sometimes called agencies, or they would be considered hostile. In many instances, these so-called reservations were not much better than a concentration camp. By the 1860s, reservation life meant total dependency on the government. President Grant wanted the Indians to learn to live like white people and to abandon their tribal ways. But the Lakota camp refused to be housed on any reservation. Tune in for our next Hidden History when young Crazy Horse deals a devastating blow to Custer's attempt to round up the Indians at the Battle of Little Bighorn, better known as Custer's Last Stand. You can read more Hidden Histories at ahiddenhistory.blogspot.com. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.